the never-absent Paraclete. When Jesus had finished miraculously feeding the hungry thousands with bread and fish near the shores of the sparkling blue waters of Lake Galilee, he not only sent the multitudes away, but he also sent his disciples away. For the first time in their discipleship, Jesus sent them away from himself. He told them to take a boat and cross the Sea of Galilee without him. "I will come later," he assured them. Sadly, and with much wonder that late evening, his disciples went to the seashore, entered their boat, and began to row across the Sea of Galilee without him. Ere long, a stormy, contrary wind arose and severely frustrated their progress. Forlorn and alone, they felt abandoned as they looked at the empty place where Jesus usually sat. The disciples fought the stormy waves as best they could in a vain attempt to carry out Jesus' orders. Jesus, their helper and paraclete, was absent from them. He was out of sight. His encouraging presence was no longer with them in the boat. So all alone, they toiled through the fearful night without him. They rowed against the adverse winds till far past midnight in a vain attempt to reach the other side of the lake. However, because the opposing elements were so strong, they only progressed less than halfway. Meanwhile, Jesus, although he was not with them to offer either help or encouragement, watched them continually as they toiled late into the night. Standing on the hilltop, Jesus carefully watched over them, and though they did not see him, he had them ever in his sight. We read in Mark 6, verses 47 and 48. "And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. He observed them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he comes to them walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by." When Jesus knew the time was right, their paraclete, their helper, king over all nature, ignored all human limitations and walked to their help on the surface of the lake. Not only did he prevail over the boisterous winds and tempestuous waters, but his sovereign power took total dominion over nature's irresistible power of gravity. Majestically, Jesus, King of the universe, entered their small boat in its stormy situation. Suddenly and miraculously, he caused them, boat and all, to arrive instantly at their port in Capernaum. We read in John 6:21, "Then they willingly received him into their ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went."